The Council of Franks, on behalf of delicious Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks, has declared its official position. Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks are 100% Beef Frank delicious. This summer, choose delicious. Choose 100% beef. Keep it Oscar.
This episode is brought to you by Sol de Janeiro. At Sol de Janeiro, touch isn't just for screens. Physical connection is so essential to how we communicate. It's infused in everything we offer. Scents so irresistible, PDA is guaranteed. Textures are so luscious, skin is huggable. Get into a Sol de Janeiro state of mind. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com. Plus, free shipping with the code SOLDEJANEIRO10.
Tom Brady can't date Kim Kardashian, okay? Kim Kardashian, listen, she's hot, she's a bazillionaire, but she's like a paparazzi girl. She f***ed on camera to get famous. Sure, she's talented, she does other stuff. She ruins every man's life she touches. She's a Daily News, a Page Six, a reality TV girl. Nothing. I'm nothing. She's like, I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. But you're Tom Brady.
And that is Dave Portnoy, famously of Barstool, founder, a multimillionaire himself, who worships Tom Brady. And we saw the news, the 45-year-old dating the 42-year-old Kim Kardashian. With me right now, relationship expert Tyrus, as well as Julie Banderas, who's also loves talking about other couples.
No, we're really successful in relationships.
Right. Point with it, yeah.
How many shows have you been on just talking about these relationships?
We actually have a dual book coming up.
just on Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. How and, not to do it.
Yeah, crime right. and circumstance.
Right.
The love boat.
So listen.
It's sinking.
It was that white party, Michael Rubin evidently, do you know him?
I interviewed him once.
Okay.
We're both Boston fans. I mean, he's all right. I got nothing.
He's got a white party that everybody wants to go to in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyrus, you go to a lot of these, and you live in the Hamptons, don't
you?
I do. Right. Can you give your exact address out?
Yeah, no.
But no, please don't do that.
I will not do that.
But it was one of these parties that everybody wants to go to.
See, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian. I don't want to go to those parties anymore.
You used to, though.
I've traveled the world. I've literally worked for the coolest dude on the planet. I've seen it all.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I've seen it all.
Gutfeld.
No, not Gutfeld. I don't really work for him.
Oh.
But I've seen it all, so those things don't appeal to me. I think it's funny that people were even talking about this. Like, leave Tom alone. You know, this is
Tom Brady.
Yeah, there's nothing to this. I don't think there's any there because Kim does everything on social media for attention. That's her brand. That's how she does it. And if there would have been pictures. She would, there would have been all kinds of stuff. She would have came out. She would have, and then of course, then we would have had going buck wild.
Right,
about
Kanye
it.
West.
Know, like Tom Brady is a saint. You know, he's just going to do his right thing. And hey, let's say it was.
That's the thing.
How about you applaud a guy who's 45 and is dating in his age group? Because everyone loves to attack older guys for dating younger men.
Here 42. He is.
Yeah, you know. So.
So who you brought cares? Up a lot. You said a lot of things.
Yeah.
You said a lot.
Yeah,
you said Tom Brady's a great guy.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, round his age.
Yep.
And he's allowed to date who he wants.
Yep.
But they are public figures, Julie Banderas, and it is noteworthy that two of the most famous people in the world might be dating because it just so happens Kim Kardashian, I have met her a few times, seems a lovely woman, extremely successful. But every man she is with gets ruined. Kanye West lost his mind. Even what's his name?
Kanye
Pete Davidson
was crazy before they got married.
Pete Davidson went into mental rehab.
Listen,
he also had mental issues and depression issues and personality issues before he met Kim.
Okay, so you don't blame being in front of a camera all the time.
I have a lot to say about this. First of all, they're both divorced. I mean, they're both divorced, so they have every right to date. Kim Kardashian, I've known for years. I've been close personal friends of hers. She's a really sweet girl. She's actually a really good person. She's an amazing mother. She's loyal as hell. She's a good person, I'm telling you. Not only that, she's so driven and she's so outspoken.
Entrepreneur.
And she stands up for people that otherwise would not be stood up for, meaning, prisoners that perhaps were wrongfully imprisoned. But she tries, and I think that she gets a bad rap just because she's part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's actually one of the nicest. I know the entire cast. I knew Kanye before they got married. He was crazy, and he was crazy during their marriage. And in fact, all of the family did not understand why she married Kanye. We were all kind of like, what the hell is she thinking?
You're not buying it,
Thomas. I don't think that they're together per se, but I wouldn't doubt if they were flirty and stuff. Tom and if they were together, I say more power to her. She likes football players.
The dynamic was basketball players. And there's only the one. The kid that was in New Jersey is the only one who survived. He owns a restaurant now.
Humphreys?
Which one?
Humphreys, the light-skinned guy. He survived. Humphreys is a survivor.
Okay. Humphreys is a complete loser. I knew him
very
well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you know him? Have you hung out with him?
I've
spent 4th of July together.
I was the first one to hug him. Like, and I was like, we yelled together, free at last.
My sister directed his wedding. You have no idea how much dirt I have on Humphreys.
Oh, I bet, yeah. Where'd it come from?
That guy, because I knew him personally, I'm telling you. First of all, my sister directed his wedding.
Salt of the earth, Kardashian.
Directed his wedding?
Yes, she absolutely directed his wedding because it was televised and she directed it. No, but my sister was the executive producer of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
She's been married happily to a camera for over 25 years.
You have no idea. Humphreys is such a jackass. Like, he is such a loser.
He's not here to defend himself, so
I don't care. He was such a loser.
Would he still be in the NBA if he didn't marry her?
No, his footwork was horrendous, but he did. He had effort. He had great effort. Right. And you know what? Let's just keep it real. Since you want to put her over so well,
he's such a tool.
Yeah.
God, he's
how
such
about
a tool.
Getting a bunch of plastic surgery and then making videos with girls on diet information, telling them this is all you have to do to be like this? Like, that's fine.
She's an influencer, and guess what? She makes millions and millions of dollars.
She's the salt of the earth. Millions of dollars convincing girls.
Power to Kim Kardashian.
They can look like her with butt implants, boob implants, nose jobs.
She's not telling people to go out and do it. If you go out and do it, then you're stupid because you're following in her.
Diet plans convincing girls like, just drink this shake, and you'll look just like this.
No.
Boo this woman.
She's not telling anybody to do any of that. She's living her life.
She could be a very nice person.
She's very, very nice. All right. And she's an amazing mother.
Okay, this is, by the way, we're breaking news here. This is to see to take two global figures and break
Chris
it down.
Humphreys is such a loser. Sorry.
How dare you besmirch
God,
Humphreys
I have so
name.
Much more of him.
It's bad enough
I can't
to go
say
through
it,
in that life with the last
NDAs,
name. Like,
but
I'll tell you, Alice,
no
this
idea.
Is the first time besmirch was used on the show ever.
I take it to the next
Eric,
level.
Would you look up in our library? All right, so how about this? AI, Joe Biden, listen to this. You would think this is the old school of comedy. Here's Joe Biden talking about what he's up against on The Daily Show.
Now, hey, I know I'm old as f***. I get it, America. I'm tired. I'm slowing down. I make Al Pacino look like Timothy f***. Chalamet. I know I wasn't your first choice in 2020. Hell, I wasn't my first choice. You think I like getting a syringe of B12 plunged in my ass every morning just to stay alert enough to run this country? No. But these are the cards we're dealt, Jack. I'm going to be so hopped up on goofballs and cocaine, I'm going to make Don Jr. look normal. Reality is I can't step down and let who? Kamala run? Have you seen her as Veep? Get the out of here. My priorities in 2024. So all I can say is a vote for me is a vote for 4 more years of holding fascism at bay. Or as long as this ticker keeps pumping a minimal amount of blood for consciousness. And if you can't tell this is an AI-generated voice, then lots of luck in your senior year. Whatever
that was amazing.
How funny is that?
I actually think
in 40 years.
He actually should endorse that and say it was him because that was the coolest Biden I've ever heard. I love that. Yeah, I'd vote for him based on that AI.
He would have said, come on, pal. Who are you talking about? You know,
Jack.
Yeah,
that was
Jack.
Amazing.
Corn pop. No.
So what I find really amazing about that, now they did the AI voice pretty good. It's him in the 80s, 70s. Number two is it's actually funny. And
it was
amazing. They would not do that in SNL today. They would not do that. Remember they made fun of Barack Obama? Hey, he had a really bad debate. They would never do that again.
Well,
and that's what's killing me about comedy.
They're doing it now because they've turned on him. So now it's all coming out. Now they want to get on the bus.
He's old all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden now he's old. No, he was old 20 years ago. You know, Harrison Ford is 81 and doing the damn thing. Still working at a high level, doing high action movies. But Biden, who's around the same age, can't function like
that.
So
we're not making fun of 80-year-olds.
Age, no, he's just... His life.
All people age differently.
Yeah, his
180-year-old is not necessarily at the same cognitive level as another 80-year-old. But
right.
I have to say this. This administration never owns up to anything, right? They never admit anything. They never admit that, he's a little older than his age, right? And he doesn't necessarily cognitively have it all together.
But they
should
never
make
say
fun.
That.
Well, okay, not I'm old as F, but that was actually my favorite part. But they should say, look, I'm not a spring chicken. No, I'm not 55. And when we get in our 80s, we might not be as sharp.
He says the exact wrong thing when he says watch me because we are watching you.
Yeah, well, like
painfully.
Pete Buttigieg said it so eloquently. If you could only see him in the office doing what he does best. If you could just sit in there, and this is where maybe you could make a call to your friend Kim, because she does reality TV shows. Maybe we get a reality show of what's going on in the Oval Office. You know, get some clues about
that. Would be the most boring reality
is it?
Show
really?
Ever.
Really?
Yes, a Biden
when
napping.
He comes out with
he'd be
pajamas
napping.
On and his suit
napping.
Jacket on.
With drool coming out of his face and
but,
like
you know, and arguing
the indentation
about
getting, of his jaw
and
with
his CPAP
on the phone. He was
and
probably
his CPAP
right before that news conference, by the way. Why do you think he had a freaking indentation in his cheek right before that news conference?
Because he fell with his CPAP on.
No. He what?
Yeah, he went.
Okay, no. He had a freaking breathing device for his sleep apnea.
And he fell.
He was napping right before that freaking news conference.
He fell.
Okay.
He fell with a sleep apnea on.
But you do bring up a good point, Julie, too. He could have fallen. But he does not have long days.
Okay, but he just woke up from a nap is what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying he didn't
take a nap to get ready for a nap.
So I had speculation before, which in retrospect is even more valuable now for this segment, that he's not having a good weekend. Between the cocaine found in his White House, the weekend that he now has with Hunter one-on-one, knowing that plea deal looms, if this goes back to him and his family, the deal blows up. We don't know what else they found. And number two, he's got it ready for a NATO conference. He's also greenlit cluster bombs, which 120 countries have said not to.
Controversial.
I'm pro cluster bomb. Anything it takes for them to beat the Russians, I'm fine with.
You know, here's the thing on that. I mean, my kids are young, so I haven't had to experience this yet. Julie, your kids are young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be so violated if, you know, I came home and my kids had got into my favorite scotch. You know, I'd be fired up. So he's got to spend the weekend with his son, and he's not sure if his son got half his stash, left it out. So he's, you know, this is going to be some awkward parenting.
So don't worry. You know, you heard, I don't know if you saw, you follow my career close, but I do the morning show.
Follow you so closely, Brian.
Thank you.
I'm actually a stalker.
We have, thank you. I'd be
You're
honored.
Welcome.
Ambassador Nikki Haley was on today, and she just says, if you don't vote for me, it's a vote for Kamala Harris. She doesn't even acknowledge that Joe Biden's on the ticket. In case you think that Kamala Harris is coming into her own 3 years in, listen to her talk about culture. Off the cuff, asked a question. You can go anywhere with it. Let's see where she goes. Cut 34.
Well, I think culture is a reflection of our moment and our time, right?
Okay.
And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment.
What?
And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment. That is a reflection of
what
joy.
What the hell?
Because it comes in the morning.
What? Oh my God.
We have to find
all right.
ways to also
no.
express
almost done.
The way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection. To mm-hmm. how people are experiencing life.
Oh,
and I
my
think
God.
About it
Preach.
In that way, too.
All right. So
okay, you know
your
what?
Takeaway,
she should
Julie?
Take that cocaine that came in through the entrance.
I'm pretty sure it's hers.
Her car.
After hearing that, it was hers.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure she actually needs it because I think that people that are on coke actually are more cognitive than she is. That's really
sometimes
bad.
It makes you sharper. Tyrus?
You know what?
That was awful.
She's drinking. She's drinking. That was a drunk rant. Something. Her speechwriter is Jack Daniels, I believe, because that's just somebody who's out. I got it. I'll get four score and culture. But that's kind of the way it is with this administration. Jean-Pierre used preview and purview as the same word 8 times. I'm not pretty sure she thought that meant what it was
still,
supposed
we're
to
still
mean.
Still not sure.
Yeah, but she said it 19 times or something
right.
like that. And Kamala, you know, she's just – there's a flask somewhere, or she just found out that her half her stash was gone.
Right. And she's beside
it was in
herself.
The library. And then she had to go out and talk about culture and basically keep your hands out my stuff.
I'm going to take a break, come back. We have a couple more minutes. But I just got to ask you, because we have – you know, Tyrus got big news, Julie.
Yeah?
He's hosting the show tonight, Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
Oh.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I got a major guest, big timer.
No,
not,
I was on the
I
show.
Wasn't booked for the show. That's weird.
Actually, your people put us on hold. We're still on hold.
Oh.
Tyrus, what's
your
name?
You change your music,
I mean,
too,
I was booked
it's
when
just
Kat
one
was
song.
On.
Yeah,
I'm booked when Kat's hosting, but not with you. So I guess you need to make some requests.
Oh,
Jesus
I had to pick up my iPad.
God, Brian is
but
such a hot
Tyrus,
mess.
Tyrus, what do we call the name of the show?
It's Fox News Saturday Night.
So
I mean, it's not all gold.
He seems to love the title. It's very original, by the way. It airs on Saturday.
With Tyrus, yeah.
Right. It's really good. 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's
that jam-packed Saturday night that you've been leading.
Right.
So I'm joining the chase.
8 p.m., baby. One Nation.
Which was probably I'll
be on One Nation with
you.
Him. We're going to be your lead-in, actually. Right. Well, we're going to be your lead-in, so you may actually have a chance at good ratings.
Julie Banderas is going to be on One Nation.
Yeah,
I am. Okay. I can't wait to see what you wear Saturday.
Back
in a moment.
I can't either.
No, I'm serious. Look at these birds.
I've been saving the world for a while now on this podcast, and I'm ready to take it to the next level. Starting on June 26th, you can listen to me, Kennedy, 5 days a week right here. Listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.